Shavua Tov. Today's daf is about hay, and we're ready with a brilliant beginning.
Zuk da Heilek Mishnah.
Ad matay shalim et agishamim. So our first Mishnah, which spoke about when we begin the Gishamim, that actually we have a reason to incorporate it here. We spoke about it because of the inyanim of the dinim, which reflect the ta'aniyot and the tefillah for the dinim and so on. As to why the end of the process is here. Ad matay shalim et agishamim. That already could be just agav, and that's what the Meir suggests. The place of this Mishnah is not really here, because we're no longer interested in this kind of thing. We were only focused it from the Zrayim, from the Moi point of view, not from the Zrayim point of view. But there may be other issues. So until what point do we ask Gishomi? We mentioned this before. Rabbi Yehuda Merachi Avora Pesach. We had various approaches as to what that might mean. But the Pashto means until after Pesach. Rabbi Meir Merachi Yetzei Nisan. What is Rabbi Meir's basis for saying that Nisan is still considered to be as man Gishamim? Shenemar ve'yored lachem Geshem u'moreo malkosh barishon. You can have Geshem during the Rishon. And it says any time the Rishon, barishon. Of course, this was an actual reference to the event, which was the great Ra'av that Yoel is referring to with the all of the terrible locusts, so on and so forth. So this we'll see in the Gemara what precisely happened in those days. But meanwhile, Amar Lei Reb Nachman Reb Yitzchak, the pasuk doesn't really make much sense. I mean, I understand that the Mishnah couldn't care less, and the Mishnah is only interested in showing that you can have Geshem Barishon any time in the Rishon and still consider the okay. But I don't understand the pasuk. Pasuk is saying that the Yoreh would be in Nisan. How could the Yoreh be in Nisan? Yoreh is by definition the beginning of the season. That's Mar Cheshva. We'll see tomorrow what the word Yored, why that refers specifically to the beginning rains. Yitanya Yored b'mar cheshvan u'malkosh b'nisan. Omar lei hachi omar Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Yitzchak to Rabbi Nachman that it's a very good question that you're asking. Actually, Rabbi Yochanan explained that this particular pasuk is referring to an event that actually occurred during the days of Yoel, who was the one who said the pasuk, Bimei Yoel, Ben Pituel, Nitkayen Mikraze. We know that there was a terrible hunger during the days of Yoel. It's interesting, Rashi on Shmuel says that Yoel Ben Pituel Yoel was the son of Shmuel. And he's called Pituel because he's Mifateel Betilato. Now that fits in very, very much the whole continuation of the daf, even though Rashi doesn't bring it in there and doesn't relate what he says there to here. But keeping it in mind, you'll see how fascinating it is that it should be specifically the Rabbi Yochanan of all words should use Yoel ben Pituel here and traced back. And of course, it does say in Shmuel that Shmuel's son's name was Yoel. So there it says Yeter Agazam Achal Harbe, terrible hunger. Yeter Harbe Achal Yalek. That there was nothing left in those days. And what happened was that at the end of the period, which actually there is something of a machlokas as to what these 7 years, which period were they, it never identifies when Yoel was. It's around the time of Menashe, was earlier, back in the beginning of Malachim. If he's the son of Shmuel, it would be that it would be earlier. But there were two Ra'avs. It isn't clear which one's referring to, but we seem to be talking about the Yehoram period. So when it ended, what happened was that Otashana Yatsa Adar V'lo Yardu Gishamim. It was already the end of the whole winter. There hadn't been a single rain yet in Adar. And then, when they were told that it would be the end of the hunger, Yardalahem Rabbi Ari Shana Be'achad B'Nisan, the first rain fell in the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Amalam Navili Yisrael. So Yoel says to them, Tzu V'Zir'u, go out and plant, because there's going to be growth. Amrulah, so they said to him, you're crazy, what are we left with? I mean, the guy's got a pound of seed that he's going to be living on. What do you suggest? Should he eat it and survive at least another couple of weeks? Or does he plant it and then die for not having anything? It's certainly not going to grow in time to save my life. So he said to them, and don't ask any questions. Go ahead and plant, I'm telling you. Has a message from Hashem? They did. They were suddenly, it was exposed to them, food that had been hidden in the walls that mice had put together and in ant holes, and they all of a sudden had enough to survive on. This is how Rashi means that they actually planted a little bit grit that they had, and then this mace happened to them after they put themselves out to risk their life. The Rabbeinu Chanan learned that this is what they planted. This Galilee, this is what they planted. And what happened was, Yatzu v'zaru sheni v'shlishi v'rivi. So the second, third, and fourth days of Nisan, they spent planting. Yardalem rivi ashniya b'chamisha b'nisan. The second rains came on the fifth day of Nisan. The fua was complete to bring the Omer on the 16th day of Nisan. This is Grivu Omer b'shishar sar b'nisan, nimtzeit atfua. The tefua that normally would have been the entire winter doesn't necessarily the entire winter. I mean, obviously, the Gemara says elsewhere that they would allow only 90 days for the Seorim and so on. But again, that's the absolute best. So that it varies. But certainly the growth of the entire winter tefua period, 6 months, so anything that they would have had over that 6 months, they had here, therefore there's tefuah, all of the winter growth they had in that short period. So, the Omer, which would normally be korev mitvua shel shishah chodashim, was korev mitvua shel achadasa yom. This means, obviously there was 3 days of planting. It says they started planting on the second, third, and fourth. I mean, that's a portion of the achadasa yom. It's assuming over here that the growth only started when the second rains came down. So we had, and some learned that this is mechubah to the question of whether you need 3 days of klita, which was a machlokas that we had earlier. For 3 days of klita, so it means that the first tefua that became available was the stuff that they had originally planted. That started to grow. The others didn't grow until a little bit later. But that will only be according to Maman D'Yoma. Fine, so it could be Amatosi says what it means is that the latest, in other words, the stuff that had been planted on the third is what they're talking about. Is gedela
b'chadasayom. How come no nests in the planting?
What?
I think there couldn't have been a nest in how fast it took root or...
Nothing. Nothing. Some say there's nothing to do with that. It just means that the rains make it grow. Well, oto ador hudomer, and it was a reference to that door that it says Dovra Melech writes in Tehillim Azorim b'dima berina yitzaru olof yelech uvocho nosi meshek azor abo yavo berina nosi alumata. So in other words, what it means over here is that there was a halich olof yelech uvocho is what my olof yelech uvocho. I mean, it already says Azorim b'dima berina yitzaru. It sounds tradition. The Zorim B'dim, obviously the people were crying when they were planting. It was the last thing they had to eat. They're giving it out and they're hoping that some miracle is going to happen. They're in pretty bad shape. And then they were overwhelmed with the Ketzir. What's the point then of repeating Holok Yelok Uvok on the Nosei Meshach Azorah? That's all included in Zorim B'dim B'rinei Tzorah. Therefore, it says the Mishnah, that is a reference to the animals that they were using. So it means, Om Rav Yidah Shor Kishu Choresh Olechu Bochem. The Shor, as he was planting, had nothing to eat. The animals were miserable. When he was already on his way back in the other direction, there was already enough growth for him to nibble on. That's how fast it was growing. So that's the Zeu bo yavo berinaba. What's nosei alumota? Where's the alumot? I mean, that's already mentioning something very special about the... You already told me about the amazing mace. What do you add by saying the alumot, the actual stalks, were unique? Omra chista, v'amenem batita tana. What you had over there was the stalk, the inedible portion of the stalk, the straw. The kone was one zeret, and the shibolet that was filled with the seeds was ratayim. It's amazing. Normally it's a small part of the stalk. You have a little bit of grain at the top. Over here, most of it, two-thirds of it, was grain. As it says over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to repay you for all of these years. Shalachla, Yerek V'chasim. It means everything had to grow with immensity. It had to grow with a greater, intense fecundity that we haven't seen previously. Omra chista v'amimah sisa keren kone zeret shibolet zratayim. So we started off now the mimer with Reb Nachman asking Reb Yitzchak. And we're going to continue the entire daf now with various issues that Reb Nachman points out to Reb Yitzchak. Omelei Reb Nachman, Reb Yitzchak. My dechtiv, what is the meaning of, at the time of this particular of that Elisha, this is the time of Elisha, assuming that the same Ra'av, it's imperfect. So, v'kikara Hashem l'Ra'av, v'gamba al-ha'aretz, sheva shanim, v'anav sheva shanim mayachol, but they have a Ra'av that's gamba. It's just getting worse and worse. Well, how do they survive for 7 years? Not possible, is it? Mayachol, omelei ochi, 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 omelei och eaten at whatever they had, whatever they had stored. The first year, they survived on that. The second year, they ate whatever grew spontaneously, was still able to draw moisture out, or what had been left over in the from dropping from previous harvests, years past. Shlishit, they ate whatever animals they had left, that were kosher, sarbei matora. Revi'it, they ate the horses and everything else, sarbei matmeah. Chamishit, they were looking around for shkatzim or mashim and ate up the cockroaches. And the shishit, besar b'neihem of notehem, the children would die, and they would live on the children. Besar, and shvi'it besar zorotehem. It could get so bad they would eat their own flesh at the seventh year of Kaim HaShem, and ish besar zorotehem. The Omar le Reb Nachman, another question Nachman asked Reb Yitzchak, my dechtiv, ich kirbacha kadosh, velo avo be'ir. Does that make sense? The kirbacha kadosh sounds like everything's great. And now you have done tshuva, and now you have reached the level of kedusha, so therefore I will not enter into Yerushalayim. I mean, you can't win. I mean, what does that mean? Mishum de bekirvacha kadosh lo avo be'ir. Omar le Rav Yom Reb Yochanan, again, says Reb Yitzchak, let me explain to you what I heard from Reb Yochanan, that it means Omar kadosh baruch hu, that lo avo b'Yerushalayim shemala ad shavo b'Yerushalayim shemata. In other words, only bekirvacha, if there would be bekirvacha kadosh. But as long as there's no bekirvacha kadosh, I don't come into my own city. In Yerushalayim shemala. What, there is such a thing as Yerushalayim shemala? I thought it was just sort of the same. Mi'ika Yerushalayim lamala. Indeed, it says, Ir shekubra layagdav. What's the pshat? Ir shekubra layagdav. Apparently, it's referring to some type of linkage. Where's that linkage? It's got to be in a different dimension. I mean, there's certainly no other Yerushalayim that anybody's ever seen in an airplane. So that's got to be Yerushalayim Shamala. Yeah, unless Yerushalayim from Texas. Yeah. Unlike.
Palestine, Texas?
Yeah, there's everything everywhere.
There is a Palestine.
I know. There's everything. There's everything everywhere. I mean, drive through the States, and every little country road is going to take you through Jerusalem and Bethlehem and Goshen, and it's amazing.
Shiloh?
And Shiloh, yeah. Right. Umi Ika Yerushalayim Lamala, yeah, Kishikula. Amala Rinakla Yitzchak. Another thing Rinakla says to Yitzchak. My dichti. What's the meaning in Yirmiyov of Ba'achati Va'aruvi Katslum Musar Havalim Eitzer? I understand what it is. There's one thing. How do I read that? Ba'achati Va'aruvi, there's one thing that these people are absolute idiots. Is it Psha? So then, if that's Loshin Be'er, Ba'ar Lo Yavinat Zot. So he's a fool, an idiot, a bore. Is that the Psha? So then, what's the meaning of the repetition? That Havalim was Havalim, Eitzu. Omalei Ochran Reb Yochanan. No, this means Achat Hi, the Lashon of Yivaru, is to burn. There's one thing that these guys all do that provides the fuel in Gehenna. My Avodah Zorah. How do I know it's Avodah Zorah? That's the meaning of the end of the passage. Musar Havalim Eitzu, and it says Hevel Heima Maaseh Ta'atuim. I mean, it's the same Navi as being Mefarish's word. So the Maaseh Ta'atuim is a reference to Avodah Zorah that provides the beer, the actual burning in Gehenna. The Omalei Reb Nachman Reb Yitzchak, another thing that Reb Nachman asked Reb Yitzchak is, my dichtim, kishtayim ra'ot asu ami. My people have done two things wrong. What do you mean, two things wrong? Tartanu da'avi yetzim v'arba shvikalo. What about that whole list of 24 horrible things in which Yechezkel lists all of the terrible things that Yerushalayim has done and so on? How come we don't worry about that? Some have a girsa of 22. We left them off of the other 22. These are two. Was the 22? This girsa is probably more correct. Rav Haigon is quoted by the Oruch as saying that it's a reference to this same pasuk. That if you continue on from this pasuk, Yishtayim Rot Asami, there's actually a list of 24 things. He works it out, but it's when he actually writes out the whole list, the Oruch. So why are we saying Yishtayim Ra'ot? I mean, what's the point of saying Yishtayim Ra'ot if you then go on and start? You say there's two, and then you keep counting. You get 24. So how did that happen? Omalei Achyam Reb Yochan. Reb Yochan explained the pasuk like this. Shtayim Ra'ot is not saying there are two things wrong. There's one thing which is called Shtayim. That's right. There's something unique. Achati Sheshkula Kishtayim. There's one thing that is really two things, mind you. Avodah Zorah. Dichtiv.
It's kosher for Shtayim. That Reb Yochanan is saying, therefore, it's not a problem. But we're not ignoring the others. We're just saying there's only one thing that is shkula k'shtayim. U'mayniu avodah zarah. One thing that's like two is avodah zarah, as is written. Dechtiv k'shtayim ra'ot asami. There are two things that my nation has done wrong. Oti azvu mekor mayim chayim lachatzov lan beirot beirot nishbarim. They left me a well of living waters to find these broken down cisterns of water that are not reliable. Buchtiv buhu. Now, the pashtus here is that something is a bit funny. And indeed, the girsa of Kishtayim Rod Beirot Nishmarim Buchtiv buhu doesn't make much sense, because the posik that we were quoting, Shtayim Rod Asami, can't be the posik that we're bringing the raya from, that there are Shtayim Rod. And therefore, the previous pasuk, which is now brought in, Buchtiv buhu, ki avru iye kitim ru'u, vikedar shachu vitbananu ma'od, go and check out the islands of the Kitim. Look at the Kedarim, and there you will understand, Rashi learns that's the Shtayim. In other words, there are two things that are included in Avodah Zarah. You are as bad as the Kitim and the Kedarim. The Pasuk concludes by what is so unique there that teaches us what's wrong. Ha-hemir goy Elohim ve-hem alo Elohim. Would a nation change their gods even when they're not gods? Vami hemir kvado belo yo'il. Whereas my nation switches its honor, reference to himself, kivayachol, with something which is completely useless. The Brayta explains, Tana, Kutim. The Kutim worshipped fire. The Kedarim worshipped water. Now everybody knows, everybody knows that water could put out fire, and therefore you'd think that they would think to themselves, well, we've got a second-class god, maybe we should switch over to the water worship. Nonetheless, Lo'emiru Elohim. They didn't change their gods. They said, look, you know, it's what you got. So, Ami Emir Kvoti Belo Yuvil, and nonetheless, my nation went ahead, dropped me, and dropped me for absolute nonsense. That now explains the end of the original pasuk. And what are the Shtayim Ra'od? Otiyazvu. Me, they leave. Now, that's Bechlal, the issue of Avodah Zarah. But then the stupidity of Lachzovlan Beirot Beirot Nishparim instead of Bayim Chayim, that is unbelievably stupid. And that is the two that is connected both Kotim and Kedarim. The Omer Reb Nachman Reb Yitzchak, my dechtiv ayika asher zaken Shmuel. What is the meaning of saying when Shmuel got old, and but Shmuel never got old? Umiv siv Shmuel kulei. I did indeed Shmuel get old. After all, to be old, according to Mishnah, is to be 60 years old, Zikna. And he died when he was Chamishim Mishtayim. So doesn't it say that Shmuel died when he was 52? Because the Gemara Mayit Katan says someone who dies at 52 is the death of Shmuel. What happened is that he became old. He looked old. How did that whole thing happen? It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu had charot that he made Shaul Melech. So Shmuel couldn't accept that. You made me the equivalent of Moshe Aaron. Tichtiv Moshe Aaron b'chwana v'shmuel b'korei shemo. So listen, Moshe Aaron spent their lives working on things. They created Yoshua, who would be the next in charge. What it is that they created wasn't canceled in their lifetime. You want to now cancel out Shaul, which I put it so much into. How can you do that? Now what am I supposed to do? These guys, they give me such problems. If Shaul should die like I want, I can't. Look, Shmuel's not letting me take away Shaul. What do I do? So I could kill Shmuel, of course, or get him out of there. Lemo Shmuel adezuter, but if Shmuel dies when he's young, I mean, that would be terrible. I mean, and Mirana Abatre, people will say, aha, look at this, the man obviously wasn't really a tzaddik, he died at such a young age. On the other hand, what? Lo lemo chova, lo lemo Shmuel. Should I just give in, and Shmuel shouldn't die, and then Shmuel doesn't have to die, and so that can't be, because kvaregia malchut David. I mean, it's already time almost malchut David. I mean, we got to get him out of the way. Ein malchut nogat bechavetah. If you look at malinima, as we know, we can't have even a hair's breadth of a malchus bumping into another malchus. I got an idea. Ha! Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu, pizza loves it. No, when I make him old. To make him old, everybody will figure, ah, Shmuel, he's already probably 120. I mean, walking around there, hobbling, long white beard. I mean, so nobody will be Marani Nacharav. So therefore, that Shaul was sitting in Giva under the tree in Rama. That is crazy. I mean, Giva is a Binyamin. Rama is an Ephraim. The two have nothing to do with each other. Manyan Giva etzo Rama. Does that make sense? Ela lo marlecha, mi garam le Shaul, she yeshev begiva shtei shalim umechza. How is it that Shaul actually was molech full 2.5 years now? That was tfilato shel Shmuel haramati.
So he was under the tree, so to speak, under the auspices, the branches, the protection of Shmuel. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean, although some think it means this, but obviously, it doesn't mean the whole thing was Bezchus the Tevila of Shmuel. It means, how did it extend that long, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already angry at him after 2 years, with the Maaseh of Amalek? Must be because of the Tevila of Shmuel Barama. That's the point. Because the whole Tkufa is, now, of course, there's a very serious problem over here, which is that the opening pasuk, Vayiki Zaken Shmuel, all of this takes place before Shaul even became king. Zaken Shmuel means that was the time Vayasem Banav Shoftim al Yisrael. As a matter of fact, the Bekashat HaMalchut mentions that Shmuel, in a Zakanta, you've gotten old, and the whole story of the Gemara is wild. I mean, it's all backwards. But anyway, Vayiki Zaken Shmuel, that's the very thing that comes afterwards. All types of discussions out there, which I don't think are meaningful. I mean, why not? What's the problem? Saying, why did Shmuel have to get old? Otherwise, was it time now for Shaul to die? If it was time now for Shaul to die, so what's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is going to say? Ein malchut nagat b'chavrat afil k'molei nima. But not literally molei nima, because he's going to have to grow quite a few white hairs. So we have to wait until he gets old. Then we can allow him to die. After he dies, then Shaul can die. I mean, come on.
He should have become king in the first place.
So obviously what this really means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fixes the situation up. Look, Shmuel's not going to allow Shmuel. Basically, that goes back to Rashi in the 2L. Yoel ben Petuel is Shmuel, because he's Mefata el Betfilato. Obviously, it means is, in other words, we need to arrange Shmuel's life in such a way that his tefillah will be such that there'll be a way out, because otherwise, ain't malchut agad b'chavrata. I can't have people being Moranim after Shmuel. So this sets up Shmuel's life. It doesn't mean that necessarily only afterwards, it's a reaction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, suddenly realizes, uh-oh, I got a problem. He can probably figure out he's got a problem. So not really much of a problem. I mean, you can't imagine the contortion that the Farshim go to figure this out. Maybe they're trying to be Zakanshma means he got arthritis. He was having a hard time getting around. But he still looked young. And then later on, that's one shot. But there's a lot of different shots in. But I mean, this, what's the problem? Mashal would say, Ein Mukta Mamukar maybe applies even to Nevi'im. It doesn't answer anything because it says it in the Bakar Shazamalch is proper. Very strange. Okay. Continues. Another thing. Well, it says the Gemara, but wait a second. So then that means that because of the need to have David when he's got to appear, we got to get rid of Shmuel. Shmuel. Ultimately, Shmuel. Right? We have to get rid of Shmuel in order to get rid of Shaul, in order to allow David to be on the scene. I mean, that seems rather unfair. I mean, isn't the din basically about an individual? I mean, Mimitcha Gabri, Mikane Gabri, because of one guy's need. So we get rid of another guy? Is that the way it's done? Is it going to happen? Absolutely. In the Omer of Shmuel Menachmini, Omer of Yonatan. My dichtiv notes that it says this basically beferish in the pasuk. Al kein chatzafti banevi'im haraktim bi'imrepi. So it's beferish. I kill them with the word of my mouth. It doesn't mean I kill them as it did. It means arbitrarily, basically. Does it say beratam? It says bi'imrepi, not b'maseyem. Maseyem lo nema. Ela bi'imrepi alma mitchei gavra mekayme gavra. It's all types of issues that need to be taken into consideration in determining a person's lifetime and so on. Haraktim bi'imrepi.
Everybody
can be. Even? I mean, Koshik and others?
Hopefully.
Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. Now, speaking about Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak, all the questions Rav Nachman had over here to Rav Yitzchak. One, Savayasve Besuda, so they were sitting and eating together. Now, of course, I mean, Rav Nachman wasn't going to waste his time. So he says to Rav Yitzchak, no, Zok Depismas. Amalei Rav Nachman, Yitzchak, Lema Mar Mil, to say something. We're sitting here. We're sitting here munching. And I got all these dafim of Gemara to fill up with questions that Rav Nachman asked for. He said, tell me something. So he told him, have a great vart for you. Am Rav Yochanan, Eme Sichem Besuda. Fine?
That happened to me once. Someone said, say a vart Torah. I said, Eme Sichem Besuda. I said,
Shema Yagdim Koneloveshet. Maybe he'll end up choking to death. Via Voli De Sakana. So that, therefore, it's also to speak. The question is whether this applies, Bisman. There's a lot of shitas that say, including the Prisha, but I mean, there's the earlier shitas, even them, that this was only Bisbanan, that when they would eat, they would be leaning. So that over there, there really is a chash, I mean, Yaktib Kona Levesh, therefore, the Mefarshim should bring, maybe Bisbanan said, this isn't Nogia, except on Lil Pesach. Lil Pesach, of course, we have to eat Baso, but maybe over there, you'd have to worry about it. But Lamaisa and the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is Lalocha, that the Mesik and Bisbanan. Of course, the question is, so how did he say in Mesik and Bisbanan? Why not? He said over that part, so I can say over another part? Is it? Let's see. Okay, let's take a look. Both of the souls, after they finish the meal, Omar Lei. So he says now, Rabbi Yitzchak to Rabbi Nachman, Hochayam Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakov Avinu lo mate. You want to hear a word? I'll tell you a word. Yaakov Avinu never died. Omar Lei, what? V'chi b'chdi, softer sabtadaya, chontu chantaya, kovar kivraya. An amazing story. So in other words, the whole hesped, that was really a big mistake. And the chanata, I mean, they pickled him, but he was really living while they were pickling him. And kovru kivraya, and they also buried him, but he was actually alive. They buried him alive. So Yaakov made a little mate until they buried him. What are you talking about? Omar Lei. Look, man, I'm telling you, pussy. Mikra nidorek. Shrema. V'ata al tira avdi Yaakov nu Hashem. V'al techat Yisrael. I am going to save you and your children from the land of their captivity. The dead are not captive. So in other words, it's Makish Hulazaro, Mazar Obechaim, Aful Bechaim. So what do you want? And I'll tell you another good part. Omer Yitzchak, Kol Omer Rochav, Rochav Beyad Nikri. Just say the word Rochav, Rochav, and you ejaculate on it. Rochav is the famous beauty, one of the most beautiful women in history, according to the Gemara Megillah, who was in the time of the spies that were sent by Yehoshua, was the world famous prostitute that had all the information precisely about how good all of her customers' erections were, and therefore was able to say, as the Gemara points out, Lokama Ruach Bish, nobody can actually show his virility anymore. They're scared to death of Bnei Yisrael's coming. And she ended up becoming a Gioret and marrying Yehoshua. And here we're talking about just the memory of her and her presence. Spot. Omelay Reb Nachman, I don't know. I say nothing. Doesn't push my button. Anna, Mina Velech Patri. And I say, Rochav, Rochav. Nothing's happening. They ask, how did he say it? He could have asked from Yitzchak. How did you say Rochav, Rochav? Yeah, you won't believe this. Some say that Rabbi Yitzchak didn't say wrong. So anybody says Rochav twice, he won't say Rochav. So he says, I don't know, that doesn't push my buttons. I'm only talking about people that know her. Tosfos words, Yoda means he slept with her. Some actually compared the two sugyas. That's the point. Yaakov Avinu lo mate goes hand in hand with Miad Nikri. It's a Kaladik thing, because part of the Yaakov Avinu lo mate is that it was Be'olam lo ra teri. Some connected the sugyas in that way. So he had no connection to any waste, which is death, decay, and so on. Which means that something that really is what it is, it maintains itself. That's right. Well, obviously he was physically dead and so on. But if in the same way Rochav, who's physically dead, could turn somebody on to that extent, it means that a relationship is retained. That's in the Yad Nikri. Fine, okay, so you'll say, but I don't know her. But that's not the point. But if you had known her, just Rochav Rochav would be enough to turn you on. So that's what he's saying. So some indeed learned the two are interrelated. But you'll notice the common denominator for sure of the two sugyas is that they're mad. Right? And that's the pshat. And then he says, that's the pshat. Ein mesichin besuvida means you can't say something that'll get another person to go, what? Right, so that's the drug. It may seem to cause somebody else to speak. It says, imagine if I told you in the middle of your swallowing your challah, I told you that. What would you have done? That's very interesting. I think the Torah Tamima brings that.
With us, isn't it enough to just stop eating your mouth?
What's that? Because if it's in an Ein Mesichin, so you know, Hinami. But that answers all the problems. In other words, We don't allow, if you yourself can say something, it's not going to cause anybody else. And the mitzvah, the mokra for the sugya, is that you're not mevorech on the yayin in such a way it's b'chayim other people say amen in the middle of the sugya, which the mishnah brought. So they ask, well, what's the pella? And they say, he should have known that himself. But if you learn ein meisichin, say in avinami, it's only don't say something that will cause somebody else to be in a matzav in which he may choke. You know that you're not going to choke because you're not eating. Which would express meisichin much better. Not in sachin, meisichin. Ki avi maftari mehadadi, when they were leaving, so this is the end of the daf, we're now leaving the daf, and Reb Nachman indeed was saying goodbye to Reb Yitzchak. Omalei livrachan mar. He asked Reb Yitzchak for a brach. Amarle. Very famous, famous gemara. Emshalachan mashal. You asked me for a brach. Let me give you a mashal. Lamad avad domela adam shayal leirba midbar veyar ev ayev etzama. This poor guy is walking, he's dead tired, he's hungry, he's tired, he's thirsty. All of a sudden he comes in an oasis, an ilan, shepirotav metukim, tzilona eh. The guy goes wild. He eats the peirot for his ra'av. Shata meimav. And his yashav betzilo. V'shepikesh leilech. He felt he really should leave this tree with a bracha. Because ilan ilan b'mav arecha. There's nothing I get. What can I add? Your pure perfection. Imomar lecha shei perotecha metukin. Are perotecha metukin? It already is na'eh. How much more beautiful can it get? Shitei amat amayim over tachtecha. You've already got your own stream. Are amat amayim over tachtecha. I'll tell you what I can tell you, dear tree. Yiratzon shekol nitiyot shenotim mimcha yu kamotcha. May all your saplings grow up to be like the old man. Apata. I tell you to the same thing, Reb Nachman. B'mav arecha. Im b'torah, are torah. Im ba'osher, you're already a rich guy. Im b'banim, you have children already. What I can tell you is, yiratzon shietze etzei me'echa kimotcha. May your children be like you. That's the best brach I can give. Ad matay shalim et agishamim, Rabbi Naim Rachi Yavor HaPesach, Rabbi Meir Am Rachi Yetzei Nisan, Shenem Avayored Lachem Geshem Orel Malkosh Purishon. Oman Le Renach Ben Rabbi Yitzchak, Yoreb Nisan, Yoreb Amar Keshvanu. Detanya, Yoreb Amar Keshvanu, Malkosh Ben Nisan. Oman Le Ochi Oman Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Meir Yoel Ben Petuel, Nitkayim Mikrazeh. Dichtiv Be, Yeter Agazam Achalar, Be, anyway, Otah Shana Yatsa Adar, Velo Yardu Gishamim, Yordalam Riviyari Shana Be'achad Minisan. Amalam Navali Yisrael. Okay, now's the chance. Su Uvizirul Mrula. What are you, crazy? Mishiyeshlo Kafchitim Okabayim Sorim. Yochlena V'yechiel Yisrena V'yamut. Amalam Afal Pikein. Listen to me. Su Uvizor U. Nasalem Neis. Nitkalena Mashu Bektolim. U Mashu Bechorei Nebalim. I was starting to tell you Rabbi Rechananu when I discovered that the machine went on. The Rabbi Rechananu learns was the opposite. That when they were prepared to do the Zriya, then it was Nidgalale and Masha Bechorim, and that's what they planted. And then came along now Yardalam Raviya Shnei Bechamisha Benisan, Ikrivo Omer Beshisha Asar Benisan, Nimtzeta, Tfuha Gdela Beshisha Chodashim, Gdela Be'achad Asar Yom, Nimtza Omer HaKorev Mitfuha Shal Shisha Chodashim, Korev Mitfuha Shal Achad Asar Yom. Ve'lotu Ador, Vomer Azorim B'dima Berina Yiktoru, Holoch Yelech Uvoko, Nosim Meshach Azora, Boy of Oberina, the Wodash, the Boy of In Mayalof, Yaleku Vakono, Simeshakaz, Armor Buda, Shor, Kishu, Horesh, Aleku Boche, Ubekazirotu is already happy because his uncle Kazizmana tell him. Vizel, Boy of Oberina. What's the meaning though of the Nosea Lumotan? Omra Kistav, I'm a Titatana, Kone, Zerat, Shibolet, Zeratai. Omra Rabnakum, the Yitzhak, Mine, Titki Kara, Shebler, Av Gamba, Elarat, Sheva Shanim, Subahana, Sheva Shanim, Mao. Amalei Achi Amrev Yochanan Shan Rishon Achlo Mashu Bavatim Shdiachlo Mashu Besadot Shlishit Psar Beimat Torah Revit Psar Beimat Beach Shishit Psar Shkatzim Remashim Shishit Psar Bneim Vnoteim Shvit Psar Zrotim Bekayim Ashne Marish Basar Zroo Yochelu Vyomalei Renakum Revitur Maidechti Bekir Bchakadosh Vlo Avo Beir Mishum Nebkir Bchakadosh Vlo Avo Beir Amalei Achi Amrev Yochanan Amrei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lo Avo Birushalayim Shel Mala Ad Shavo Birushalayim Shel Mata. מייקה ירושלים למעלה, הנה כתיב ירושלים הבנויה, כי עיר שחוברה לה יחדה. ויום לא ירונק למריסו, מה יכתיבו באחת יבערו ויקסלו מוסר ולין עיצו. אומר לה יוקי, אומר רבי יוחנן, אחת היא, על וול עוד המצווה, שמבאר את השעים בגיהנון. מה היא עבוד הזור? כתיב אוכל מוסר ולין עיצו, כתיבות מעבר להם המעשה תעתויים. ויום לא ירונק למריסו, מה יכתיב כשתיים לאות עשרמי? What do you mean, Shtayim Roch? What happened to the Yetzirim V'Arba? Well, that we're not mentioning. So that's Shvikalu. Amal Yochi Amar Rav Yochanan. Achat, meaning Shishkula Kishtayim. That's the Pshat. My new Avodah Zorah, Gechtiv Kishtayim Roch Asami. Oti Yazvu Mikor Mayim Chayim Lachzor Lem Beirot Beirot Nishbarim. Chtibu Ki Yivru Yekitim Ru. וכדר שחובת בוננו מאוד, האמיר גוי אלוהים, והם אלו אלוהים. ועמי אמיר כבודו ולא יהיו. תנא קוטיה הם עובדים לאש, כדר הם עובדים למים, אף אגב שיודעים שהמים מכבים את האש, נאנה לס לא אמיר עליהם, עמי אמיר כבודו ולא יהיו. אומר לה רנח וריצר, מה ידכתיב היית כאשר זקן שמואל? He never did get old, מסיב שמואל כולי, או בר 52 שנה, ודיום אמר, מת בנון בית שנה, זהו מיטתו של שמואל הרמתי. אומר לה יוחי, אומר רבי יוחנן, זקנה קפצה עליו, וכתיב ניחמתי כי המלכתי את שאול. אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם, שקלטני כמו שבע אהרון, וכתיב משה ואהרון בכהנות, ושמואל בקורא שמו, מה משה ואהרון לא ביטלו מעשי ידיהם בחייהם? אף אני לא אתבטל, מעשי ידיי בחיי. אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, זה איך יאבד, לימוד שאול, לא קשב את שמואל, לימוד שמואל, זוטר, מרנני הבטרי. לא לימוד שמואל, ולא לימוד שמואל, כבר הגיע מלכות דוד, אין מלכות נוגעת בחברתה אפילו כמלא נימה. אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, הקפיץ עליו זקנה, הנה דכתיב ושאול יושב בגבעה, תחת אשר ברמה, מה עניין גבעה אצל רמה? אלא לומר לך מי גרם לשאול שישב בגבעה שתי שנים ומחצה? תפילתו של שמואל הרמתי, ומנדחי גברי מכאן מגברי, אבסולוטלי, למה שהוא בנחמני. אומר רבי יונתן, מה הכתיב, על כן חשפתי בנביאים הרגתים באמרי פי, אז יצא במעשיהם, אז באמרי פי, אלמא מנדחי גברי מכאן מגברי. רב נחמן רב יצחק ויתי בסעודתה. אומר לי רב נחמן רב יצחק, למה מר מילטון, I have a great word. אוך יאמר רב יוחנן, אין מציחה מסעודה. שמייקתם כאן הלבש, יבוא לידי סכנה. באתי לסעוד, אומר לי, אוך יאמר רב יוחנן, יאק רבי לא מת. אומר לי, what? חי בכדי סבתא סבדניה, פונדו חנטיה, קוברו קבריה. אומר לי, what do you want? It's a pasuk, what are you arguing with me for? מקרא אני דורש, שמעתה אל תירא אבי יעקב נמשם, ואל תאחד ישראל, כי נני מושיעך מרחוק, וזרעך מארץ שוויון, מה קישור לזרעו, מה זרעו בחיים, אף הוא בחיים, and Rashi Tosfos points out, that indeed it doesn't say, anywhere ויאמות ביעקב, it only says ויגווה, you know, and everywhere else where there's a גביעה, there's a separate word, that mentions מיתה, the Rashi points this out also in the Torah, so there's no מיתה ביעקב, Yigia Yamav Lamut, but it doesn't say that he died. Another thing he said, Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Amarach of Rachav Miad Nikre. Amalei Rav Nachman, Ana Amina, Velo Yichpatli. Amalei, Ki Kamina Biyoda Makira, Ki Avim After Miadani, Amalei Librachom Ma. Amalei Am Sholachom Mashal. Ma Adav Adome, Adam Shaya Holech Bamidbar, Hayara Eva, Yev, Vitzama, Matzai Lanch Perotav Metukim Vitzilo Na'a. ועמד המים עובר תחתיו, חכם מפירותיו, שתה ממימיו, ישב בצילו, כשביקש ללך, אמר, אילן, אילן, במה עברך? אם אומר לך שפירותיך מתוקים, הרי פירותיך מתוקים, שצילך נאה, הרי צילך נאה, שתי עמד המים עובר תחתיך, הרי עמד המים עובר תחתיך, אלא היא רצון שכל נטיות שנוטעים ממך, יהיו כמותך, אף אתה במה עברך. אם בתורה הרי תורה, אם באושר הרי אושר, אם בבנים הרי בנים, אלא יהי רצון שיהיו צאצאי מאיך כמותך.